This is Radio Nepal. I am Srijana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma only directs concerned bodies to resolve dispute regarding facility of postgraduate level resident doctors in private medical colleges. Speaker Debaraj Ghimire addresses 11th plenary session of International Parliament for Tolerance and Peace in Cambodia's capital Phnom Penh. Speaker highlights Nepal's achievement in peace building and reconciliation as a model for the world. And $300 billion deal at COP29 criticized for failing to meet the scale of climate challenge. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has directed the ministries and agencies concerned to resolve the dispute regarding the facility of postgraduate level resident doctors in private medical colleges. The Prime Minister's remark came during the 15th meeting of the Medical Education Commission held yesterday at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar. The Prime Minister Oli, who is also the chairperson of the commission, instructed Education Minister Vidya Bhattrai, Health Minister Pradeep Paudel and the Vice Chairperson of the commission, Professor Dr. Anjani Kumar Jha, to make appropriate decision to settle the issue. Based on the letter of the Health Ministry, the commission had published a notice to fill the self-evaluation form by 26th of November, asking that resident doctors of private colleges should also be facilitated to maintain facilities of 48,000 rupees. In the meeting, President of Association of Medical and Dental Colleges of Nepal, Dr. Gyanendra Mohan Singh Kharki, claimed that the commission cannot make a unilateral decision to provide subsistence allowance to PG students on the same salary as government medical officers. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has expressed his concern about whether the proposed and ongoing National Pride projects were intensified in a planned manner. In the discussion held in the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers at Singhadarbar yesterday, the Prime Minister gathered information about 24 National Pride projects, their financial and physical progress and possible measures for resolving problems. Prime Minister Oli showed interest in the progress of the Pride projects during a discussion with ministers, secretaries and chiefs of the projects. Problems relating to lack of assurance of financial resources, low or inadequate budget, land acquisition, natural disasters such as flood and landslides, procedural hassles, compensation disputes and lawsuits among others were identified as hurdles in the effective implementation of the projects. In the discussion, the head of the government raised question to the project chiefs on how the project could be given impetus and what the new and notable work or significant breakthroughs were in those projects since he assumed the government leadership last mid-July. Speaker of the House of Representatives, Debaraj Ghimire, has addressed the 11th plenary session of International Parliament for Tolerance and Peace in Cambodia's capital, Phnom Penh, yesterday. Addressing the session in Phnom Penh, Cambodia, Speaker Ghimire said Nepal could provide an important lesson to the international community on peace, tolerance, conflict management and stability. The speaker added that Nepal's achievement in peace building and reconciliation was a model for the world. He stated that Nepal's comprehensive peace accord signed in 2006 has paved the way for federalism, inclusive structure and progressive form of governance through the Constituent Assembly. On the occasion, Speaker Ghimire described climate change and cyber threats as the key challenges of the world and called for international collaboration and multilateral viewpoints to address them. President Ramchandra Paudel has approved the mobilization of the Nepali army to conduct the December 1st by elections in a free, fair and peaceful environment. A press statement issued by the spokesperson of the Office of the President, Sailaja Acharya, stated that the head of the state approved the army mobilization upon the recommendation of the Council of Ministers. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Paudel has appointed Chitralekha Yadav as the ambassador of Nepal to Australia. According to the President's office, Yadav was appointed to the ambassadorial post as per the recommendation of the Council of Ministers. The Health Ministry has decided to award 200,000 rupees each to a family of those donating organs posthumously. Earlier, the family of a donor would receive 100,000 rupees from the Bhaktapur-based Human Organ Transplant Center. Health Minister Pradeep Paudel yesterday decided to double the amount. The Finance Ministry has approved the increase through internal resource management. In addition, hospitals facilitating organ donations will now receive 75,000 rupees, an increase from the previous 50,000. The Human Organ Transplant Center states that each year it handles around 1,000 kidney and 55 liver transplant requests. It performs 200 kidney transplants and 20 liver transplants annually, accounting for about 70% of the country's total transplants. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithvi Subbagurung has acknowledged the vital role of journalism in furthering ties among the SAARC countries. At an award handover ceremony organized by the SAARC Journalist Association in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Gurung highlighted the significant role of journalists in promoting freedom of speech, protecting human rights and fostering cross-border relations in the region. Awarding to journalists from SAARC countries, including Temba Sherpa from Nepal, Nahid Hussain from Bangladesh and Amit Halter from India, the minister also lauded the notable contributions of the Association for Advancing Journalism in the SAARC region. The Election Commission has urged one and all not use vehicles going against the code of conduct issued for the 1st December local level by elections. Issuing a press note yesterday, spokesperson of Election Commission Nita Pokhrel Arial reminded that the Election Commission had already directed the political parties, candidates and stakeholders concerned to abide by the code of conduct and make sure of its enforcement. Meanwhile, the statement also reads about the direction of the Commission to the local administration on receiving complaints for using loudspeakers for electoral publicity. The Kaski District Court has given permission to the Kaski Police to keep Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Rabi Lamithani in the custody for another 15 days. Lamithani is in custody of the Kaski Police in a case related to cooperative fraud and organized crime, and he was produced in Kaski District Court yesterday. Court information officer Suraj Adhikari informed that the bench of District Court Judge Himlal Belbase granted permission for another 15-day detention for further investigation. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. A finance deal reached at the COP29 summit to help less developed countries tackle climate change has been bitterly criticized for failing to meet the scale of the challenge. According to the BBC, days of negotiations in Azerbaijan that extended the talks by more than 30 hours saw richer countries agree to raise their contribution to $300 billion a year by 2035. The African group of negotiators described it as too little too late. A similar feeling was echoed by the representative from India saying the money as a paltry sum. But Western leaders welcomed the deal with US President Joe Biden saying it puts the world one significant step closer to achieving our climate goals. Poorer countries had asked for $1.3 trillion to help them fight the climate battle. Meanwhile, UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres has expressed concern that the climate finance deal agreed early Sunday in Azerbaijan did not go far enough as he urged nations to view it as a foundation on which to build. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province and mainly fair in rest of the country today. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of hilly region of Kosi province. At present, there is an average influence of western winds across the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli directs concerned bodies to resolve dispute regarding facility of postgraduate level resident doctors in private medical colleges. Speaker Devraj Ghimire addresses 11th plenary session of International Parliament for Tolerance and Peace in Cambodia's capital Phnom Penh. Speaker highlights Nepal's achievement in peace building and reconciliation as a model for the world. And $300 billion deal at COP29 criticized for failing to meet the scale of climate change. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.